All well that ends well. Anne had a birthday party and nobody interested her as much as one of the guests, a good-looking boy of 18 who seemed to be an ideal friend who she needed at that time. They were just introduced to each other, but Anne felt she was being lost in his blue eyes full of tenderness. She noticed his look at her and smiled with her heart sinking. It was clear to everybody they would be together and perhaps for their whole lives. Anne and Serge spent an enjoyable time talking about everything, but the words were not important or necessary, for they felt they had been looking for each other for a long time. Each lived in the heart of the other and was as close as possible. All the guests thought it was a wonderful, loving couple and found that Serge was rather sociable and free in communicating without any complexes, even sometimes saucy, that didn't matter to her. She was so glad to be near such an attractive boy who easily made girls fall in love with him, and was proud when she saw some curious and jealous glances at them. And Serge, he was so confident of his good looks that accepted Anne's adoration as something obvious. A month passed, and it brought a lot of remarkable moments of delight to Anne, as she met Serge almost every day. She believed she had found a great and bright love, but one fine morning she opened her eyes and understood that she had made a big mistake.